And what about your mother? Where was she born?
She was born right here in Lexington.
And what was your father's occupation?
Well, he ran a store. Had a store here long years.
And
he retired.
Did your mother have a job?
No. She died when she was 36 years old.
And do you know how much education your father and mother had?
No, I don't. My mother went to school here at this old house up the road here. It was a female academy.
Mm-hmm.
They went to school here. It was a very famous school. And then this old Meeson over here was a very famous school, too, because the this building they're tearing down,
mm-hmm.
not the original building, but it was, you could enter college from that way back yonder. They just taught everything here.
Mm-hmm.
They had students that came to this old Meeson Academy from all over the state.
I saw the historical marker out there. I'm very good at reading historical markers.
And we've been sick about it. It's been looking terrible for years. And I wanted to save it, but it was just beyond that.
Yeah.
We couldn't do anything. We didn't have enough money.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted it for a club.
Well, did your mother go to school there then?
No,
or she went to this other?
She went to the old school. It was not... Yeah, that building was built in 1890, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not that school, but she went to school here in Lexington.
Well, do you know how much education your father had?
No, I don't. He was very well educated. He wrote poetry and he wrote beautiful hand. He was quite a... educated, not to have ever gone to school. Now, I don't know how much education he had, but his father was killed, died from a wound in the war between the states,
mm-hmm.
and in Texas. And his mother came back to Tennessee with little boys, and when he was grown, about 20 years old, he came back here to Lexington, and his uncle had the store that he eventually owned.
Mm-hmm.
He and his twin brother came back here together and worked for the uncle as young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And then they eventually went into that store. And I don't know how much way he got any education.
But he was a cultivated man.
Yeah. And in those days, you used to write funeral notices when I was a little girl. There was no telephone, too many. And they sent her a Negro man all dressed up in a white coat around with a waiter with a funeral notice on it when somebody died in Lexington. And he was the one that wrote it.
Uh-huh.
The funeral notices. He
uh-huh.
wrote a pretty hand.
He's
very poetical and very sentimental.
Well, Miss, did you ever have a job?
When I married in June 1918. My husband was in the Army and he came home, stayed 10 days and went back. And I taught school right over here from September till Christmas. That's about the biggest job I have a flower shop now.
Oh, do you?
Mm-hmm. I've had it 25 years.
Oh.
Yard here.
All right, so you taught for about a half a year then?
About 4 months.
Okay.
I don't think I taught that long because that was 1918 when we had so much flu, you know. Don't you need your coat on?
No, I'm perfectly comfortable, thank you.
And so I haven't done very much teaching. But I've had a job here at home most of the time.
Uh-huh. Let's see now. Do you know where your mother's family came back? How far can you trace back?
I keep the family records. I'm the only one that ever was interested in them. And my grandfather came from Ireland direct to New York when he was 21. And my mother came from Ireland, came to New York at the age of 11.
Your mother did?
Mm-hmm. And they were both named Knox. My mother came from Belfast, and